Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to DarcyPariso.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Darcy Pariso and this is Animal Soul Wisdom. Thanks for joining me today. You can find me here on Transformation Talk and KKNW every second Thursday at 11 Pacific and 2 Eastern, and then of course on this time on Transformation Talk Radio. So if you just remember that on Thursday I'm on, and you can go to the Transformation Talk schedule, or you can go to my Facebook page, Angels and Animals, and I'll have both the times and also the topic for that week or for that show. So today's show is kind of a continuation of on April 11th, the previous Thursday, where we talked about recognizing signs that your animal's ready to leave. And it's things like, you know, there are more bad days than good days. And also, if you imagine yourself in that situation. So those are some of the things. And you can go back into the archives and look at that or listen in. And about things like euthanasia and how they view it, and that animals view death very differently than we do. And then we talked a little bit about who greets them and how the majority of our energy is back at home, at source or God. And so when our animals cross over, just like us, we join our loved ones, both people and animals. And we also connect with, you know, that energy, that aspect of ourselves. So we're never alone. So go back and listen to that. So today, we're going to look at some of the messages that our animals send us. You know, things they want us to know, how they're helping us, and just anything else that kind of pops up. And we're going to talk a little about reincarnation. So today is a call-in show. So about the second half of the show, maybe around 20 or 30 after, I'll give out the call-in number, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to talk to you. So today's show happened largely due to my meditation one day. My cat Sammy started sharing what it's like to cross over and how animals are helping us from her perspective. And so Sammy crossed over about 3 years ago. She's a small tortoiseshell, and now she's my guide. So she pops in at various times, and she helps me with, you know, life and business skills and just anything at all, whatever I need. So Sammy, messages, I type, and she, you know, she dictates, and that's kind of our style. So Sammy was telling me that what she wants us to know is that our animals ask us to please put ourselves higher on our priority list and to take time for ourselves to relax and to do the things that make us happy, that make us heart, you know, make our heart sing. And so she's bringing up things, you know, self-care and reminders for us to create the love that we came here to live, and that we can get, you know, so wrapped up in work and goals and deadlines. And she's like, where's the joy? You're the priority. What's important is to take care of yourself. And that's how animals are helping us. And a lot of us know that with the animals that we live with, but the animals have crossed over. They're doing the same thing. They're doing a lot of, you know, they have lots of choices, options, jobs, if they so choose. But they love to be in touch with us and to help us. And they often say that, you know, if we're feeling sad that they're leaving, they'll often say, hey, I can help you more on the other side. So it's a joyful place. So they tell us to, Sammy's like, get outside, you know, plant flowers, paint, do something entirely new, find a creative outlet, open yourself to something new. And she always tells me, I hear this a lot, that you're more than you think. Every one of us, we're so much more than we think. And then she laughs, because she was kind of a snarky cat, I have to tell you. She laughs and she says, stop thinking so much. You're here to have experiences and to find some joy. And so then Sammy, these images are coming into my mind. And she's showing me this image of these two large, powerful dogs, you know, running down the beach, full speed ahead, jumping into the water. And it's just about, you know, fun, just having fun. And they jump into the water, they come back out, and they have this large stick in their mouth. And everyone's laughing, you know, it's really fun to watch them. And suddenly people are jumping back and shrieking and laughing at the same time, jumping to get out of the way. The animals are rolling around in sand and just spraying sand and water everywhere as they shake off. And so Sammy says, you know, it's pretty basic stuff, but this is huge. And then next she's showing me that I'm walking at a park and there's a squirrel that's just kind of taunting my dog, just running around that same tree every time we go, like she's waiting for us. She knows we're coming, taunting my dog. And my dog looks forward to it every time we go there. And she laughs. She thinks it's pretty funny. And but I see at this particular time in this meditation is that our energy fields are lighting up and we're expanding. And just the simple moments, just, you know, being present and laughing and having fun. And that's what she says. She says, this is what people need to do more of, you know, just be and just have that time. And like I said, it can be something really silly. So they tell me that they do the best that they can to support us energetically. They help us with any stress, you know, just anything at all. But they'd ask, you know, they ask that we help ourselves too by checking in with ourselves, checking in with that little boy or that little girl that's in each of us and asking, you know, what do you need? And it's a small thing. It doesn't take much time, but the more you do it and the more you say, you know, what do you need? And you start dropping into your heart space, you are more in tune to yourself and you're more connected. And you just go deeper all the time. And suddenly you might just get this, you know, short little sentence of something that's really important for you to know or to do. It's just deepening your connection with yourself. And that's what they'd like us to do. Because, you know, she says, Earth can be hard sometimes. And the animals that we've lived with, the ones that have crossed over, they're still cheering us, you know, cheering us on, cheering for us. And they feel our love when we think of them. And they want us to know as they want to be. They want me to remind you, I should say, because I know that you know this, that love never dies. Love never dies. And when they were with us, clearly it was for a reason. It was part of an agreement. And ask yourself, you know, what did you feel? You know, how did they help you? What did you feel was going on between the two of you? And she tells me that even in our passing, this is for the animals that have passed, even in our passing is an opportunity to open your heart, to go deeper, and to experience emotions. You know, experience those emotions that maybe are a little closed off, or to process any unresolved loss or grief, because they're always with us to help us to heal. And lots of people find, you know, that they're surprised that something comes up from way back when. Wow, I was at the park one day and I saw this dog, or my friend has a cat that looks like a cat I had, and all these emotions come up, and there's always a reason for that. It's to heal ourselves. And then another point that they want us to know is they're asking us, you know, are we doing our work? And they're also showing us how they help us and some of the things that they might do that, you know, with the different ways. So what I often hear is the animals that live with us, they will merge with us or they'll take on our energy to help us to reduce anything or remove anything when we're out of balance. So they're asking us that the animals that have crossed over are saying, you know, if we can become more aware of when we're doing this, we can take responsibility for that and do something about it. And it can just be in a small way. We can just see that, oh, you know, my cat's been coming over purring by me and laying by me a lot. And is there something that she's doing? Obviously, she's working with my energy. So why is that? Am I low on energy? Am I processing something? Going through a change? You know, just look at yourself, what might be happening. Because, of course, they love us and they want to help us, but we don't want to overwork them. And we can do that as humans. I know. And because the thing about animals, I should just tell you that when I become aware that I'm doing that, or that my dog is sleeping a lot, or my cat was sitting on my lap or purring and purring, and I knew she was healing me, I said, okay, what's going on? And for me, it was pretty obvious. So when I would notice that change, I'd ask myself, what do I need to do to change this? You know, I don't want to dump my stuff on my animal, of course, and I know you don't either. So just something to be aware of. What can be really helpful too is just talking to them, because they have no barriers to, you know, to our thoughts. I mean, they already know everything that we're thinking. So talk to them and say, you know, I'm struggling with something right now, or I've got a lot on my mind, but it's not really related to you. I appreciate your help, but here's maybe a better way you can help me instead of getting sick because I'm tired or whatever their issue might be. You could be a positive role model of something that I need, and show them images in your minds, you know, steps that you're going to be taking. And then maybe they can direct what they're doing to something more positive. So you're both better off. And then they reminded me too, to remember that we can send love to ourselves, to the cells of our body, to our energy fields, and to every aspect of ourselves. And then she also tells me that to remember that love, laughter, and experience playing just with the animals, just playing with them, petting them, it raises our serotonin and our dopamine, the nerve transmitters that calm us and increase our pleasure. So we're more refreshed, we're more grounded. If you just take your dog for a walk, or, you know, play with ride your horse or play with your cat, you know, you're more grounded. So it boosts your mood and it helps with depression. You feel more connected and more loved. They say, after all, it's all animals are man's best friend, and it's for a reason. So I think some of the last things that she brought up in this meditation were to see yourself with eyes of compassion and wisdom, and know that you're enough just the way that you are. And for the animals that are in your life right now, look beyond the obvious and ask yourself what's going on. Maybe they're doing this thing or that thing, but what's underneath that? What's their message, or what's their purpose? And, you know, what is he trying to tell me, or why is he doing that? Because they will show us that we're love and we're light, that we're part of Source, and they tell us to remember to be gentle with our heart. So have those conversations with your animals. They're working in a higher vibration when they're crossed over, and they just really want to, you know, pull us up and help us, and help us to be better, to be happier, and to just have a really nice life. So those are Sammy's meditation notes. And I think we're coming up on our first break. I don't see a message yet, so I guess I'm going to keep going. So the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was reincarnation. I'm asked that quite a bit. Are they coming back? And how will I know if it's him? Will he find me? Will he remember me? And I always say that most people know, they recognize their animal's eyes. And sometimes they do the same things when they lived with us as they did when they were with you. So I always say, look into their eyes, because my experience has been with dogs that I had to rehome many years ago in Michigan, that not only did I recognize their eyes, but they actually look alike physically. Their personalities are similar. And the one that came later in also asked if she could come back to be with him. So, and she showed me who she was. So I absolutely knew. So just look for those things. I also am told a lot that animals will put themselves in situations like, you know, kind of like my dogs did, but it might be different, to find us. They might even go into a shelter because you know that they're going to show up there one day. They may go into a home and maybe they have a life purpose with that person for a while and it's completed and then they're rehomed and they come to you and it's an animal that you might have, you know, lived with in this life or another. So it could be a result of a move or just anything at all. They might just show up at your door one day. One day there's a bird or a cat outside and it's a heart connection. You know, and I saw this with a friend in a shelter. I saw this cat that was just pawing at the cage, trying to get to him, really, really wanted to be with him. And I knew that cat was meant to be with him. But when he took him out to spend some quiet time in a room, he said, no, we didn't have a connection. He was more interested in looking out the window. And he just wasn't really interested in me. I don't think that it was a mutual connection. And my heart was broken for this cat because he was crying out, almost screaming when we were leaving, like, come back, come back. And it was just that the cat had been in a crate for who knows how much time, and suddenly he was able to look outside. But had he spent more time with them, I know that connection was there because I saw it so clearly. So, you know, there's just lots of different things. I think we are ready to go to a break.
In to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Music to soothe and heal. Get to know Dudley and Dean Evanson, two of the most popular musicians you've probably never heard of. Through their label, Soundings of the Planet, the Evansons have produced over 80 music albums and videos, and recently have published their first book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, How to Meditate with Music. Visit soundings.com to explore their music, videos, and blog. Listeners have written incredible testimonies about the relaxing and healing effects of their music. Find out more by visiting soundings.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Darcy Pariso, and this is Animal Soul Wisdom. Today we're talking about our animals, reincarnation, and messages, animal messages from home. And we covered a couple of those things, and I was just going to continue. I will give out the call, the number for calls. If you'd like to call in the second half of the show, it's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so we're talking about reincarnation. People ask about, is my dog coming back to me? Will I see my horse or my cat again or bird? And, you know, that depends. That varies, of course, like anything else. But some of the common things I was just mentioning was that you can tell by mannerisms, and often it's in their eyes, things they do sometimes. There's just lots of different situations. But one thing that I've seen is that in several situations, when there's the death of the physical form, animals that have crossed over will use one of the animals that they live with to experience the physical form again. And maybe that sounds confusing. So what that means is I have people call me and they'll say, is my dog Blackie, my dog Tanny? Sorry, both the names. And I'll look at it and I see that it is, and I'll say yes. And then as we look at it more, and she said, well, I already know this. I just wanted confirmation. And because one dog crossed over and suddenly the dog that she's living with, Tanny, starts acting exactly like Blackie. And it's just so clear to everyone in the family. They all see it and they want to know, like, well, what happened? What's going on? So when I tuned into it, I saw that the dog Blackie, who had crossed over, had gone home, that he told me that he was working on something that was going to help the family. It was like he was working in a higher vibration, in the energy that he could bring something back that he could help the family. And it felt like somebody in particular, though the ripple effect would be, you know, beneficial to everyone in the family. And so the dog who had crossed over was happy to be back to visit, and happy to have the experience of being in his body and to be with them. And the dog that was here, Blackie, that was traveling back and forth, said it was going to take 3 times. I had never heard that before. He said, it's going to take 3 times. And this is the second time that I'm here. I'm going to come back and kind of integrate this, do some work with the family. And then whenever he deemed it was appropriate, he would, you know, do this one more time. And then they would be done with their agreement or their contract. So that was kind of a different way of seeing that. But they're capable of doing like so much more than we realize. I also talked to a communicator that said that a dog that crossed over was training a new dog to continue his work. And I hadn't quite heard this before, but I guess I hadn't heard it in those terms. But when I think about some situations, there are people that thought maybe their cat was the same cat. I think this was my previous cat. They were quite sure. And then as time rolled on, they said, no, I'm just not feeling that. And I asked what changed, what was the difference? And as we looked at it, she thought maybe that cat was visiting and then leaving. And that's a possibility, because that does happen. But another thing that they might do is sometimes when they're coming in, it's almost like it takes a little while. They're in a higher vibration and they're coming down, and it can take a little while to fully be in that body. And so it's like this dog just explained what he was doing, something that was going to take 3 times. And sometimes when they integrate in the body of another animal, it's a process, and it's just not boom, you know, just like that easy. And maybe it is sometimes, but not always. So I've been seeing that a little bit too. So as far as the question goes, how do I know if it's him? You might know right away. And it might be a process like I've described. It might be kind of in stages, but you will know. So that's another thing. And will he remember me? And I have to say, absolutely, positively, they never forget us. You know, they have a piece of our heart like we do theirs. So that's not anything that you have to be concerned about at all. So the thing about the animals switching and being previous animals and so forth, it's something you just have to watch and know. I mean, you can check with the animal communicator also. But it's something that I think you'll figure out before long. Another possibility too is that sometimes an animal will come in to train the new dog to continue their work. And I think I mentioned that, but I hadn't heard it put this way. And that's why people get confused, because they know their cat has a certain personality and then they're different. And they start watching and they start figuring out like something else is going on here. But then that animal leaves and the new animal has some of the same attributes or qualities or abilities, maybe healing abilities in the case of a cat. So lots of things to think about. People will say, they fit right in. He was easy to train. He does the same things. And then suddenly, like, they're a little different. So people have different views on that. But like I said, I think most of all, you will know, you'll recognize. And the most common thing for recognizing animals, it comes in through dreams. So most people say that they had a dream and they just absolutely knew. So even if you're not big into dreams, like I might have one where I know, but I'm not so big on dreams. This is different and you do know. So those are some things. There's just countless stories. If you have some of your own that you want to call in and share, please do, because we all learn from each other. And I have a story about my cat that I wanted to share, but I think we just have a minute, so I might have to hold off. I know that we do. We just have a minute or two. So in the meantime, I'm going to give out that number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. If you have any calls or any questions to call in, please do. And then we'll get back to some of this, how they're visiting us, how they reincarnate, and what their experience is, and how they help each other. It really gets pretty hairy and pretty interesting, too, at the same time. So I have more stories to share, and I'll be back with that in just a minute. So you're listening to Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom, and we'll be back with you shortly.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Hey, welcome back. This is Darcy Pariso at Animal Soul Wisdom on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So we're talking about animal messages, reincarnation. Will they come back? How will we recognize them? And anything related. And our call-in number, if you have any questions, is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so we were talking about how people might recognize their animals and maybe some things that might be a little surprising, as in one animal joining or merging with the body of another just to be with you. Or maybe one has something to do, might go over to the other side and work on something that he wants to bring back. So they do things like this too. And it might sound strange if you haven't heard it before, because I know it did for me and most people, but it isn't uncommon. You know, they're able to travel. Their souls were souls first, and we're human or animal, you know, having an experience. So I was going to share a couple more stories. I can tell you that we're talking about animals doing this. And when my spaniel crossed over, my daughter wasn't here to say goodbye. So it was a couple months later, and she called me and she said that she was walking down the street. She lives in Europe, and that she saw a dog, and it looked just like my dog. She said it looked just like him. So she asked the couple, as she was approaching them, if it was okay if she saw their dog. And they said, certainly. And she said that she bent down and looked into his eyes, and she burst into tears. And she knew right away that it was him. You know, and of course, the couple looked pretty concerned. So she had to quickly explain that her dog had recently died and just looked a lot like him. But she said, I absolutely knew it was him. There was no doubt about it. And she pet him and she said a silent goodbye. So they'll do things like that. And also, you know, I talked to a client that she knew the dog in her house was the one that had crossed over based on the very different personalities. And in our conversation, it showed that one of them was working with the family member, and the other one wanted to be with somebody else that had crossed over. So it was a really happy exchange, and they felt like it was a win-win, kind of a vacation for one, for both maybe. So animals will do that, and people and animal communicators have said that they have seen family members come back for a visit through an animal. And I don't know if I've experienced that. I don't recall that I have. But with animals, you can expect the unexpected. So it does happen. I did talk to an animal communicator who had someone's father come through a dog. And this man was very psychic. And he had joked about how he was going to come back and you'll know me, but I won't tell you how, and things like this. So it was kind of a playful, fun experience. And she knew. She just called this communicator, according to her, and said that, you know, what's going on with my dog? And the communicator saw that. So it was validated also. So you do see them. And it might be a dream, or it might be in a cat or a dog or who knows what. So keep your mind open and the possibilities can come in. And I know that I was reading something by Sonia Fitzpatrick that animals don't always come into your body right away, come into the other body another way, because she was sharing a reading about a woman who really doubted that her 3-month-old puppy was the previous dog, because the other dog, the older dog, had said that he didn't want to be a puppy. So in the communication with her client, she said that what she learned was that this older dog said, I don't want to be a puppy. I never did. And I always planned to come in when I was about 1 year old. So this was their agreement. So it worked out well. You know, the woman was saying, that I don't know that I'm really relating to this puppy, but she waited. And then eventually time went on and she recognized that it was a dog. And the dog explained that it took a while for him to get used to the heaviness of being in a body again and having to adjust to a different vibration. So we have to remember that, you know, we in human or animal form are much heavier vibration, heavier light, where spirit is just light. So it is a change for them. And we don't think about that because it's not something that is so commonplace. Or actually, it's probably very commonplace, but it's not something that we're so tuned into or so aware of, unless maybe we're working in this area or we just happen to have the experience ourselves. But like we said, we're souls and we experience lives as humans or animals. And I also have come to know and absolutely know that a lot of people have shared that they have been an animal in a past life. And I've never heard anyone say that they were any other animal than a horse. And maybe that's just my experience, but I've never had anyone say, I know I was a cat or I know I was whatever. But I think that sometimes when I talk to, when I'm at Center Development Ranch and I talk to Stacy Lewis, who's a life coach, and we work with her horses, you know, she talks about how she really believes that animals or that horses are somewhere between humans and maybe other animals. And I really see that as I've gotten to know the horses. And I also believe that our animals are almost like in the realm of angels too. They're in that realm of that high vibration of love and just giving. So working with animals, it's on this basis, this way, it's easy to see it. And I think anyone that lives with an animal that knows them can see this also. And, you know, when our animals are in spirit, they feel our loving energy. They feel, you know, it physically, the vibration in the spirit world. So they are connected to us. I was at a fair once, and this is in Seattle. So they have this big fair about 3 times a year. I was at this fair, and this woman asked me if her cat visited her, who had crossed over. And I saw this cat walking on her bed and just plunk on her chest. And I said, yes, I see him coming in and just like laying on your chest and putting his like his nose and his head between your ear and your neck. And she burst out laughing and she said, he does. He comes in and he lays on me. And she said, and he's so heavy. And she said that when he was here in the physical, he was a big cat. He was like 12 or 14 pounds. And she said, and I didn't want to move. And she said, and now when I'm sleeping, I feel him coming in and he's laying on me again. Not in that degree of weight, maybe, but he still would come in. So she thought that was pretty funny. And it was good validation too. So they can do anything. So keep the possibilities open. So another possibility is I spoke to several people who initially felt that their cats and dogs were a previous animal and then they changed their position. I mentioned that, but their energy can change too. As they're making these adjustments, it's not just the animal that might be coming in and getting used to that vibration, but then there's a final adjustment too. So it's just very different and everyone is different. So let me see, I wanted to tell you some more messages that come through from the animals. I think one of their biggest message is they have such compassion for us and they know that we're doing the best that we can and they want us to know how much they're helping us. And they really are not only doing working with our emotions and our energy and all those energy bodies, but they actually are trying to make things happen physically in our lives for us and even making connections. Sometimes animals will play matchmaker, and I've heard these things and had experiences with that also. But I have talked to clients where their dogs or cats both do it, where they say, you know, something good is coming in for you, and they go like, what? Is it work? Is it personal? And they won't tell them. And then it usually becomes that they're going to meet somebody, meet that partner. And that can come in from your animals here physically or also on the other side. So they're a little bit of matchmakers too. And I found that some people that have pets, both sides are working with it. Like the man and the woman both have an animal, and they're both helping to bring this together because the relationship is a soulmate relationship, and they're all about, you know, helping them to grow and expand. But it's kind of fun when our animals have crossed over, can see the bigger picture, and they come in and they help us with, you know, getting a business going or finding a job change or a move. And then suddenly they're like dabbling in our relationships, whether they're, you know, personal or intimate or whatever. And there they are. So that's why I say they've got to be close to angels. So anyway, if you would like to call in, we've got one more segment, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll talk more about messages from home. And if you have anything to share, please call in and share that. And we'll be right back. This is Darcy Pariso at Animal Soul Wisdom.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or are getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back. This is Darcy Pariso of Animal Soul Wisdom. We're talking about animal messages, messages from home, reincarnation, how we can expect our animals to, if we should expect our animals to communicate with us, and the different things that might happen. And I mentioned that for most people, they say they have dreams, and the dreams are different. They're just very real. It's like you're half asleep, and you know somebody is talking to you, and you might have the emotions and the sensations also that go with that. So So pay attention to your dreams. You'll know if they come through. I also recommend writing. I think that if you meditate or you're walking in nature or just sitting in nature out on the water, things can often come to you. And just write them down, anything that you get, because sometimes that might sound kind of strange, but just keep writing and it might really make sense and surprise you, because I think a lot of people find that. And people tell me too about how their animals will come through their families, and it might be their cat that is now with their father, who maybe they felt was with their brother. And so they jump around in families too. So they're connected to us and all of us. You know, we have so many lives that we have lots of people to play with in our soul group. So there's all kinds of things you can do with that. So, and a lot of the messages when they come through are, you know, they're love and support, but like I was mentioning, they can be very specific, and depending on, you know, their, I should say, evolution or their growth as a soul and where they're at, they can help us manifest things. They can help us anything that you would ask, you know, in prayer or to a guide. You can ask your animal to help you with too, because they're always helping you and wanting to be there. And if you feel a sensation like they're around you, acknowledge that and talk to them. In animal communication, we suggest that you start out by talking to animals out loud to kind of get their connection, you know, get them used to looking to you. And then as you're talking to them, have clear images in your mind of, you know, what you're talking about. And you would say, don't bark, or no barking. You'd say, quiet, please, or quiet. And they would see that image. It's very different. It's subtle, but it's very different meaning. So it's the same thing when you're talking to animals in spirit or you're writing to them. They know that. You can write down what it is you do want, and they can help you to manifest that. You know, they always remind us of what's important. So let them teach you. Let them come through. Because they're mirrors. They have a bird's eye view. I mean, they can see what we're doing, what our life purpose is, what we're working on. And they can really enrich our lives in so many ways, you know, much more than we realize. And they want us to take care of ourselves and to honor ourselves, as they say. And they want us also, they tell us, the animals have crossed over. They say, the animals that are living with you, you know, having been there, speaking from experience, they say, you know, tell people, you know, who they are and what they mean to you. So I tell people, I have a dog, I have a niece, Kobe, and I'll say, this is Kobe, and she's a teacher. She comes to animal communication classes with me, and she sits in the center of the group, and she sends healing energy to people, and people see it or they feel it. And then if we're doing a class where we're working with energy, they will scan her body with her hands above her body to see if they feel any imbalances or just anything at all that they might feel. And so she lets them practice healing. And at the end of the class, she, depending on the size of the class and if people have to rush out or not, she gives each person a message. So she's definitely a teacher and a healer. And so they love to be acknowledged. And that's some of the things that we get from the animals that have crossed over. It gives them, it makes their heart happy. It gives them great pleasure to know that they were seen, not just by us, but we were proud of them and we shared who they are with others. I see this a lot with people that are any kind of healer, whether it's a massage therapist or chiropractor, sound healing, anything, any animals that are there are working with the practitioner and with their clients. And it's really pretty cool. Some years ago, I did some, I forget exactly what it was called, but it was like some healing work that a woman was doing here in the Seattle area. And I saw that she had these two gray balls in the corner. And I said, are your cats there? And she said, oh, leave them alone. They're healing. And you could only see their back because they were curled up, you know, curled like feet and head connected and back up in the air. So I'm on the table and I could feel all this healing energy coming to me. And I mean, I felt glued to the table. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. And when it was over, I mentioned that your cats just sent me this healing. And she said, yeah, that's why they're here. That's what they do. And those animals work on both, you know, in multi dimensions. They're here working with us, but they're also picking up healing energy on the other side and working, you know, in that realm too, and bringing it down to us. So our animals here are doing a lot of, you know, they're doing what they're able to in this heavier vibration, where the animals that have crossed over can work in both realms. So, you know, see that, honor them, and share their stories with other people, because it's important. It's important to them. And they are mirrors for us. So look at what that is in your life. You know, what do you need to, what would they like you to look at? Maybe to open up some new possibilities for you. Yeah. And she says, you know, we make you laugh. We make you happy. So, you know, bring all those things into your life. Bring more of them. And those are some of the main messages from home. They also have, I mentioned, a lot of compassion for us. When we go through grief and loss, they help us, but they stand back. It's kind of, you know, multi-purpose, because lots of times that grief is, it's for them, but it opens up, you know, maybe layers of other things in this life and others. It might bring up, you know, losing a grandparent or losing a best friend, and a deeper healing happens. So they are here or in spirit. They do so much for us. They are incredible healers. And they're doing things for you that you don't even know about. I mean, for all of us. And it may be, you know, you may find that at some point, but not always. Sometimes we live with an animal for many years and we've put a label or a personality on them. And that may be their main personality, or their main, you know, that might be what they look like. But if we go deeper, we might be really surprised who they are and what they're doing. When my cat Sammy was with me, it wasn't until the last year or two of her life that I knew who she was. She was a tortoiseshell, as I mentioned, and she was really kind of offish. She liked my daughter, but not so much anyone else. And it was just her personality, so we accepted her. But later we learned that she had got into healing with other cats, and she was very, very different. And when I learned this, I told her, I said, you know, Sammy, why don't you just come and sit on the couch with me sometimes and just hang out, you know? And so she said, okay. And she would sit next to me and purr, and I could feel the healing coming through me. But she wouldn't have done it if I didn't reach out to her and ask her. And so our relationship changed and became deeper. And by the time she crossed over, just maybe a year or two later, you know, she was a wonderful healer and a great cat. And she taught me to, you know, accept everybody on their own terms. And I couldn't figure out, like, why she wasn't friendly and why she didn't like me and why I couldn't connect with her. But I learned to just accept her for who she was. And so I'm asking you to consider those things too, because that's what she's bringing through right now. She's saying, remember to tell them that, not to put personalities and put people don't want to be labeled or in a box, nor do animals. And that's one of her messages today for you. So my dog, Kobe, will go to great lengths to help animals when I'm doing work too. She does a welcoming. She welcomes them, greets them, makes them feel comfortable. And when I sit down to work with them, they're just, you know, ready to talk. So I didn't know that. This had been going on for a couple of years when she told me, well, you made me the friendly greeter as a job. And I thought that was just answering the door and welcoming people and being friendly. And I thought she was sleeping when I was doing readings, and I should have known that there's always more than meets the eye with animals. So keep that in mind. You know, your animal, your cat, dog, horse, whatever, things aren't always how they appear. So see if you can find out what they're doing and start talking to them. You know, start asking them, you know, how are you helping me? What are you doing? And just be open to how it might come in. It might be a word, or it might be in a week or two and suddenly you get a message. But once you open that door up a little bit, they're able to come in more. So give them the opportunity, because they'd love to communicate with you. And that I know for sure. I hear that often. There's such a change in relationships after you have a reading, because you might each be thinking a certain thing, and then you have a communication and somebody connecting you and it deepens it, you might be spot on and that's great. Or, you know, there's new things that come up that are extremely helpful to know. So please do that. You know, if you'd like to connect anytime, you can reach me at darcypariso.com. It's DarcyPariso. And you can schedule a reading. There's a special for a first-time client also that you can look into. I also do Reiki and energy healing, and I'm a medium, so any of those things. But your relationship will change, I can guarantee that, because you can never go back once you see who somebody is at their heart and at their core. And to know how much they love you and how much they're helping you and healing you, you can only have a better and a more magical and more playful relationship. So, you know, consider that. It's darcypariso.com. I'm also going to be offering animal communication classes on Zoom in the near future. And that will be on my events page, darcypariso.com events, once those are ready. So check that out if you want to learn to communicate yourself. I know that your animals will be very happy if you do that. So if you have any questions about who greets them, are they ready to cross over, how they're feeling, or anything else, please give me a call. And thank you for tuning in today. This was Darcy Pariso at Animal Soul Wisdom. We'll see you on another Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.